The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Alia is so excited for the fall time, y'all.
I'm sorry to break it down to you guys.
Don't be sorry.
Yeah, I'm not sorry because I am very excited.
Okay.
Look, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see how cozy both of us are right now because we have the AC blasting. And it just feels so good to be cozy, you know?
Okay, but it's actually still hot out.
How hot are we? Guys, you know what the craziest thing is?
No, like it's not cozy season yet.
But
okay, you're so excited for the cozy season that you decided to blast the AC and get cozy in the house.
I mean, that too. But I was going to say what's crazy is I actually didn't leave the house today. Actually, no. I left the house briefly to go get a coffee. But I've been at home pretty much working on my computer and just...
Where'd you get coffee?
Just a coffee shop around here, you know. My newest coffee order recently has been an iced cappuccino. And listen, I was a barista, okay? That was my first job. And I was kind of, yeah, that was my first job. And if you're an OG that watches on YouTube, you can actually see some of my first videos where I used to go into my job at where I was a barista. Anyways, and I know for a fact that an iced cappuccino is just, what is it called? An oxymoron? Like, it's something that doesn't make sense. It's like saying it's like an iced cold drink. Or no, sorry, it's an iced hot drink. Because the point of a cappuccino is that you have the froth on top.
Well, you can do that with an iced drink.
Well, yeah, but you would never, it also doesn't make sense to froth the milk and then pour it over ice and then pour it, like, why? It just, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Okay, if you go to Italy, they're going to look at you like, what the fuck are you saying? You know?
Yeah.
So the reason why I order an iced cappuccino is because I basically want like less milk than the smallest size of an iced drink. Here, the smallest size of an iced drink is like too big for me.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
For the people out there who don't know the difference between a cappuccino and a regular latte.
You want to explain it for us?
A regular latte is espresso at the bottom. And then you have steamed milk on top with some foam.
A little bit of foam.
A little bit of
That's
foam.
That's like super like creamy.
Creamy,
it's like
exactly.
A crema.
Cappuccino is a shot of espresso or two shots, however many shots you want at the bottom. And then you steam the milk the same way, but not the same way. You give it like a little more air so then it becomes...
Foam.
More like, I was about to say more foamier. Okay.
Yeah, like it's basically like the foam is like, it's like a lot and it's thick and it's dry.
Right. So well, you can have a wet cappuccino, which is kind of stupid because that's just a latte.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, it's a, what is it? Like it's a spectrum for a cappuccino, you know?
Yeah.
But anyways, we're not here to talk about coffee, guys.
But anyways, this is not the barista podcast.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast. We are your cozy little host today.
You know, so.
Well, but just one second. My name is Alia Zaitel. Welcome back to the show.
Oh,
I knew you were about to go off.
So sorry. And my name is Yoni Ikoto, your favorite host in the world. Now, what I was going to say earlier was that I had short sleeves on, like tank top on, right?
So actually sleeveless.
Right. And that was going to be my pod outfit. But then I see Alia like with the socks and the long sleeve and the sweater. And I was just like, that looks really, really cozy, but it wouldn't make sense for me to have short sleeves, like no sleeves, and then you looking like doing this.
Yeah, I love doing that.
I'm so cozy. So anyways, I'm excited for fall too.
Oh, I'm so excited for fall because I love seasons that change. Like I love changing seasons. I don't like seasons that are too static. For me, winter and summer are too static.
So you had
it too hot for too long. It's too cold for too long. I like summer. I like spring and I like fall because they kind of have two halves. Like they have like the first fall is like a little bit leftover summer where it's still like warm. In October, you get like the random hot day that's like 75, you know, in October. But then you slowly transition into like the colder weather and it just feels like there's change. We're moving forward. Things are happening. And I just don't like feeling static in general in life. So I love, you know, spring and fall because I feel like things are moving forward. Things are evolving. It's nice.
You're officially... You're done with summer. Like,
to me, like,
if summer was done today, you'd be good.
To me, kind of is already done because we're going on this 3-week trip. And you know how when you have an appointment coming up in like the week, like in, let's say it's Monday and you know you have an appointment coming up on Wednesday, it kind of feels like, actually, no, it's more like it's Wednesday and you have an appointment at 3 p.m. It feels like you can't do shit until you have the appointment.
I mean, that's any day.
And it feels that way about this trip where it's like, it's kind of pointless for me to try to do anything, like try to have fun or make plans with people because I feel like there's so much going on. And then we have this big trip that's 3 weeks living out of a suitcase and going to 3 different countries that I'm just like, I'm not trying to like be out on the streets. I'm not trying to like, oh, let me go explore New York. I'm excited to do that when we come back.
We are going to Belgium. We'll be in Romania. And
we're going to España.
Yeah, we're going to Spain. I've never been to Spain.
I know. Before. I also have never been to Spain.
So
I think this is the first time we're going to go to a different country together that neither of us have been to.
Yeah, or speak the language.
That's true.
That's going to be so interesting.
It's going to be very, very exciting. We're going to Barcelona for a couple days, and then we're going to go to Mallorca for a couple days.
You know, I didn't know it was Mallorca until I looked it up.
Oh, you thought it was Mallorca?
I thought it was Mallorca. So yeah. I was telling people, we're thinking about going to Mallorca.
That's bad. That's bad.
But we were really, really close to going to Portugal, you guys. I'm telling you. Yeah. We will be there. We will, to all of our Portuguese listeners, will be in Portugal because I really want to go. Why are you looking at my hands?
Oh, I don't know.
Is that moving them?
Portugal is one of those places we were like considering at first. Like,
this could have been Portugal right now, but we just decided on Spain because
I wanted to also go to the island, and then I convinced you. Like, I wanted to do the time that we were gonna go on a trip, just the two of us, at the end of this 3-week trip. I wanted have the experience of exploring a new place in a new city and then also have a few days that are more like down and relaxing and more island vibes and kind of really close out the summer on like a relaxing note that's like in quiet and in nature. But it just seemed like doing Barcelona and Mallorca as like a 5-6 day trip at the end of our trip felt like it aligned better with what we felt like doing, you know?
Yeah. And they're closer to each other.
Yeah. I mean, the other one, we're just going to go to Lisbon like the whole time. So anyways.
Lisbon or Porto.
Or Pardo.
Did you say Porto or Porto?
I feel like when I say, like if I'm talking in with someone and I'm like, oh yeah, we're going to Barcelona and then we're going to Mallorca. Like that would be so extra.
No, I mean, I like when people change. I love when people say like pronounce the city, how they pronounce it.
Imagine I'm talking to someone and I was like, oh yeah, while we're in Belgium, we're thinking of going to, while we're in Belgium, we're also thinking of going to Paris. Like, that's so pretentious to say it like that.
I mean, it's okay.
Well, anyways, we are here to talk about a simple, chill topic. Nothing heavy at all. I'm just kidding. We're here to talk about forgiving and forgetting.
I mean, that's not... It doesn't
low
have to
key,
be...
that could be the title of a like novel.
But it doesn't have to be heavy.
No, it doesn't.
You joked as if it actually is, but it's a simple concept for me.
Yeah.
Like, it's a simple concept. Is it easy? I don't know. But okay. Is it simple?
Let me ask you this. When was the last time, if you can remember, that you had to forgive someone? Like, you were put in the situation where someone, quote unquote, did something that required your forgiveness towards them.
Well, I never think that something is a... is required. Like a forgiveness. I mean, no, if like I choose to forgive someone. There's never a requirement.
Well, I mean, no, not a requirement. I meant more like let's say someone that is like in your family did something, and it's someone that you're close to.
Okay,
it's like not that it's a requirement, but it's something that has to be resolved. And mm-hmm. the only thing to be resolved is like that person apologized, and it's up to you to now forgive.
Forgive. You know, I'm the type of person that, because in order to have to forgive someone, you need to get to a point to where you're actually mad at them, right? Because of what they did.
We can all agree that nothing feels better than an everything shower, as it is the ultimate self-care ritual. And I must tell you that Osea's new Ondaria Algae Body Wash was the best addition to my shower routine, as it has turned it into this tropical paradise with its iconic and all-natural uplifting citrusy scent. It has such a satisfying gel-like texture that turns into this beautiful rich lather, and it leaves my skin feeling so soft and smooth and revitalized, as it is a gentler cleansing experience than traditional body washes. I love knowing that Osea is a mother daughter and woman founded and led brand that cares so much about its values. So upgrade your shower with clean vegan face and body skincare from Osea. Get 10% off of your first order site wide with code WTJ at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code WTJ for 10% off. Skipping my morning routine can easily throw off the balance of my day-to-day because a girl needs her morning self-care time. And same goes for the sensitive vaginal microbiome, because did you know that 9 out of 10 women have unstable vaginal microbiomes? That's why Seed created VSO1 Vaginal Symbiotic to restore a healthy vaginal microbiome and sustain regulated pH levels. In the last few years especially, I've been paying more and more attention to what I put in my body, and I need to remind myself that vaginal health is just as important as the rest of it. Day-to-day things like menstruation, exercise, diet, sex, and more can easily disrupt your microbiome. So it's really reassuring knowing VSO1 went through rigorous scientific testing and was found 10 times more effective than a leading oral probiotic. VSO1 is an ongoing system that maximizes efficacy with only 2 tablets per month. So it's super easy. Find your balance and get proactive with your vaginal care with VSO1 from Seed. Go to seed.com/WTJ and use code 25WTJ to get 25% off. That's 25% off VSO1 at seed.com/WTJ, code 25WTJ. We can all agree that quality time is precious, and there's nothing I love more than connecting with someone over a home-cooked meal. But let's be honest, for most of us, finding time to plan meals and do shopping and cook from scratch can feel impossible most of the times, and that's where Gobble comes in. Gobble meal kits are quality time delivered, because unlike other meal kits that send you raw ingredients, all of the Gobble recipes feature pre-prepped ingredients and are designed to be ready in a fraction of the time. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18 plus gourmet meals you can mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean, and vegetarian options, and Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We recently made these Baja-style fish tacos, and Yoni and I could not get enough. They were so good and came together so fast. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. Get $120 off across 4 boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/thejuice. That's gobble.com/thejuice today for $120 off your Gobble order. This offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out.
Yeah.
Someone has to do something for you to get mad, and then they apologize, and then you forgive.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, get mad or be disappointed, right. Whatever it is.
So my problem with this conversation today will be that it's hard for me to get to the point to where I am actually mad for me to forgive you.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. Exactly. I need to get to that thing. And then I'm like, okay, do I want to forgive? Do I want to hold on to it?
Because there are like the small forgiving where it's like, it's an automatic, like, obviously, you know, like, I forgive you. And then there's like bigger things. Like, as an example, you know, when I, when my phone died and I was in, when we were in an old apartment and I was at the laundromat and I had my phone with me and I was texting you, but I didn't realize that my phone was actually dying. And then I forgot, I was like folding the laundry and stuff. And by the time I thought to text you to let you know that I'm still at the laundromat and that my phone might die, my phone already died.
If you guys remember last week's episode, her phone always be dying. That's
my phone proof is right always there. On zero, bro. Let's see. What is it on right now? 49. Okay, not bad. But I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, and mine? This is proof in real time.
Don't lie.
76.
Okay. Anyways.
Yeah,
and
so,
when I was at the laundromat,
okay,
my phone died. And then I was going to text you to let you know that I wasn't going to be home yet, but I couldn't. So then I just assumed, like, I don't know what I assumed. I assumed like you'd probably come to where I was to like see that I was
there. Where was I?
You, I forget, you were coming back from somewhere.
Let me tell the story.
Okay.
I can't, it's like 8 p.m., right?
Yeah, it's starting to get dark out.
Yeah, it was dark.
Okay.
I come home and I knew that Alia was doing laundry. So I get into our apartment and...
When you do laundry at the laundromat, like it usually takes you around like 2 to 3 hours, like total, you know?
Nah, 3 hours is crazy. Depending on how much, depending okay, on how much you do.
Fold them there.
Yeah, okay.
Stuff like that.
So basically,
so like you knew I was doing laundry at like when I started.
Yes. I think we left at the same time.
Yeah. And then you, basically, you knew that I had been doing laundry.
Yes. So I'm texting you, no response. I don't think you responded to my text.
You were texting me when you're on your way home.
Yes.
Okay.
No response. Okay, cool. I'll see you when I get home, right?
Yeah.
I get home. The laundry basket was in the middle of the living room because we only take the bag that's inside the basket to the laundry room, right? As soon as I get home, I see the basket right there. That means that you, like, you're still out. But right. In my head, I thought that you've been out for so long for some reason.
That I should be back.
Yeah, that you should have been back already. So I'm like, babe, you know, our apartment wasn't very big. So all I had to do is look left and right and I didn't see you, right?
Yeah.
So I dropped everything I had and I left the lights on too. And I just ran to the laundromat.
Because at this point, I also wasn't answering my phone.
You wasn't answering your phone. And I'm just like, where is she? There's no way she's still there. And then also, if she's not there, like, it's not like she came home, left the laundry, and then left again.
Right.
Okay? So, in my head, you had to be there.
And if I wasn't?
And if you... So, I'm on my way there, and in my head, I'm literally thinking to my head, if I walk in there and Alia's not in there, I don't know what I'm going to do. So... And you know, you get to thinking about, like...
And what's crazy is, like, the walk from our previous apartment to that laundromat is maybe like 2 minutes.
It's 2 minutes.
It's not long at
but
all.
But that felt like the longest walk to me because I just kept thinking about scenarios. Like I kept thinking about who am I going to call?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyways, I get there and there she is just folding clothes super calmly. I'm just like, oh my, I was so happy.
Yeah, I know. I remember seeing you. Like your face was like, you know.
Yeah, I was, because when you think that you potentially could have lost something. Not a person, necessarily.
Oh,
just
yeah, like
anything.
Your wallet.
Yeah, your wallet. Or like, you ever lost your phone and then you find it and you just feel so happy.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah. I'm never going to lose
you
ever again.
I mean, are you comparing me to your phone?
No. But I'm just giving an example. Have you ever lost something and then found it and then you were just like, it just made your day.
So basically, I'm bringing up this story to say like, you were... Like, you really got, like, amped up,
oh, yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, I was ready to beat somebody up.
And you... This is a scenario in which, like, you were frustrated with me, like, for a little bit after that. And you kind of, like... It took you a little bit of time to, like, shake off the feeling, like, the anxiety that you had.
Yeah, because why is your phone dying?
Anyways, but... but, I mean, see, this is a scenario where it's, like... It wasn't a matter of like you had to forgive me.
No.
That like I did some crazy shit.
I just like people to be available.
No, I get it.
Because I feel like I'm always available.
No, that's true. You are.
And you know, when you have like you have people that love you. Everybody got people that, you know, love them.
Yeah.
So like
that's
be
true.
Available for your people. That's it.
Yeah. But The one scenario that I feel like I just want to talk about when it comes to this topic is these, everyone's different, because also this exact same scenario, the guy could have gotten, let's say, like super angry and very frustrated that like that I did that. They're like, my phone died. I didn't tell you it was going to die. Why did it die in the first place? And made him feel so like anxious and scared. And you are just happy that I'm good. But there's many other guys out there that would have held onto the grudge and actually turned it on the other person, like to the level where forgiveness is on the table. Like it has to be like the girl has to apologize.
No way.
And then yes.
No.
Of course. Babe.
Are you serious?
Yes. Absolutely. I have heard many, many stories of just because especially the guys like getting really frustrated at the type of shit where it's like they like hold on to it.
I never heard of that. That's crazy.
But one scenario that I feel like forgiving and forgetting is tricky and very interesting to me is when it comes to cheating. And I know we had a whole episode about cheating. I don't know if it was this season or season two.
Because we have so many seasons.
Because we've just been doing this for so long. But just think about the scenario, right? We're together for 10 years.
Oof.
And, you know, cheating, not like cheating, I feel like is complicated. I feel like there's many sides to it. A lot of people often say, you know, for me, it's not the actual cheating part. It's the lying. I don't know why people say that, because I'm like, it's also the cheating part.
It's the
like,
lying.
Yeah.
Like what you want me to go tell you? Like.
Wait, no, like, it's like the behind my back. It's the fact that you did something without me knowing that bothers them.
I mean, I can understand that.
But for me, it's also like what you actually did, though. I wouldn't say that's like any less than... Anyways.
We should do cheating part two.
Should we?
Because I feel like I have a lot more to say now. Yeah.
Okay. Well, when it comes to forgiving and forgetting, let's say I cheat on you. And we decide that who knows what the scenario was. Maybe we had a huge fight. I mean, I don't know what it was, right? Because it didn't happen.
Huge fight.
I know, right? Like, that's a reason.
We had a huge fight, so I went and cheated on you.
But let's say I cheated, and then you decide that we're going to stay together, move past it. We considered it like my one strike, one mistake. It didn't mean anything. It was like just a bad decision overall.
Yeah, hell yeah, it's the best.
And we basically decided to move past it.
Okay.
And you technically forgive me. In my mind, I'm thinking like, you can forgive someone, sure, but like
you can definitely forgive someone.
Like with something like that, where it's so, so hurtful. And I feel like there are many other situations in which you would have to truly forgive someone kind of at the similar level, maybe even a friendship, like a friend really did some shit that you have to really forgive them for. Whatever that shit was that person did, like you will never forget they did that.
No, never in a million years.
You will never forget. So in my mind, I'm thinking like, if I can never forget, like how can I really forgive? Because I will always remember and it will always sting and
you
be
can
hurtful.
Forgive. I think you can definitely forgive because, first of all, when I forgive someone, this is going to sound so like from the internet, but when I forgive someone, it's not for them. I forgive them
for
forgive them for me.
Okay.
Like it's from my piece that I'm forgiving. It's not for... to make you feel good, like, oh, yeah, he forgave me. Because have you ever held on to something?
Yeah.
And it sucks because you hold on to that every day.
Yeah, but I hold
but when
on
you
to
let
it because
go,
it's still like you fucked me over.
Okay. So how long do you want to hold on to that?
I mean, I don't know. I just feel like I personally and thankfully have never been in a situation where like, I really gotta forgive someone, but I can only imagine that if someone does something that absolutely 100% affects me and hurts me, I don't know if I will like be able to truly forgive.
Would you be able to stay in a relationship?
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. When my work schedule is packed with work deadlines, in-person events, and social commitments, it's easy to let some priorities slip. Even though I know going to the gym is good for me, especially when I'm overwhelmed, it's hard to make time for it sometimes. But I would say when I'm starting to feel like my plate is too full, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. Therapy truly is so helpful for learning positive coping skills for when I get too overwhelmed and I get to build up my priorities. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's all online and designed to be the most convenient and flexible and work with your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you need to switch therapists, it's so easy and you can do it anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/WTJ today and get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/WTJ. I've truly experienced firsthand how much hormone health can impact my day-to-day life, and now I've been taking Hormone Harmony, which directly supports my cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels, because bloating, cravings, feeling a little bit off, those are all things that we girls have felt many times and sometimes all at the same time. But now with Hormone Harmony, it's way easier to manage my PMS. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which if you didn't know, they help the body adapt to any stressors, like those chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. The biggest benefit is feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews, and there are over 17,000 of them on Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off of your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
That's what I'm saying.
And continue to have kids. And just
because also when it comes to specifically cheating, like how, I just think that because I can't forget, because I'm a human being and we can't just erase shit out of our brains.
Well, you can't.
Like it will come back in flashes. Or it will make me, like, if you're, like, doing some shit, or if maybe you're out too late and you're not answering your phone, or, like, I think there will be so many opportunities for that distrust in you from me would, like, come into the picture so many times, because it's, like, you've done this before. You can always do it again. You're capable of doing this behind my back. You've done it once.
That's my thing.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
That's my thing. If you can get yourself to cheat just the first time, yeah, you love this person, you guys love each other, and let's say you've been together for 5 years, nobody's ever cheated, everything is great. But then one day, you cheat. To me, that tells me that this whole time you could have cheated.
Okay.
And maybe you have, because you want to be with a... I don't even want to be with someone who is ever capable of doing that. I mean, obviously, everyone is capable.
But you don't really know what someone's capable of. You don't know someone's capable until they do it.
No, what I mean to say is that, like, me, I know I'm not a cheater. I've never cheated before because that's just not what I do. I don't do that.
Okay, I mean, I wouldn't say that, like, cheaters, they might cheat one time and never cheat again.
But how can you cheat that one time? Like, if you think that cheating is bad, and I'm not a cheater, and you respect yourself and the person you're with, how can you cheat the first time? Like, what has to happen? Like, aren't you control of your body, of like your decisions? Like you're out in a club. Oh yeah, I just got drunk.
But you know, it's tough. Like, what about a scenario in which, let's say, like someone's, they've been together for a while. They just had kids. Maybe they haven't had sex in like a year or something. I mean, I don't know if that actually happens. I feel like I see that in movies all the time. But let's say like they haven't had sex like in a long time, or maybe they have, but like emotionally they've kind of grown apart. Mm-hmm. And then they, you know, one of them, like let's say the guy, I feel like that's usually the case. Okay, that's fucked up. Sorry. But like, let's say like one of the people's like, they're going to work, when they're home, they just feel like they're not really like in a relationship where they feel fulfilled. And then they somewhere when they go to work, they went out to drinks or something, they meet someone, you know, and then that someone gives them a spark and gives them butterflies, and they get what they no longer get from this other person.
Yeah.
My thing is, though, is like, why don't you tell your person that you're with before you let yourself cheat? Why don't you tell them like how you're feeling? Because if like your relationship is like slowly dying,
yeah,
it's up to you to like figure out what to do about it to like not let it die. Or if it feels good that it's dying and you're kind of like, I'm good with where this is going and this feels natural and I don't want to force my relationship or something, then talk about it and break up.
Yeah, you don't have to stay with that person.
Exactly.
That's the thing. It's like, I think that's the problem. It started with, there's no communication, because if you get to the point to where you cheat, something has been going on in the relationship. Your relationship cannot be perfect and good and then one day you just cheated.
Because if it was perfect and good, and let's say you got the idea that you're like, damn, I'm really attracted to like this other person, and you get those types of thoughts in your head, I'm thinking if you're in a good relationship, you would go to your person and like, yeah, it would be difficult. I'm not saying it would be easy. I can only imagine, that hasn't happened to me. But like, the worst thing, like, I would not ever want to hurt my person, first of all, by lying, but also they're my person, they're my best friend. Like, if I'm feeling some type of way in our relationship, like, they're the person that I need to talk to, and I need to let them know, because they're the most important person in my life.
Yeah, exactly. So that's when if a relationship doesn't have a strong foundation, like if you guys kind of like got together quickly and then you guys don't really talk about like deeper things, and or maybe if you're not each other's best friend. I'm not saying everybody has to be like your partner's best friend, right?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that if your communication is not where it needs to be, cheating can happen, because now you feel you have all these different thoughts, right? Like, oh, I'm attracted to this person, or like I met this person at the bar, right?
Yeah.
That would, to me, it's something that I could never do, because first of all, I'm disrespecting myself, because that's not, my values are not
that.
Yeah, like it's not something, I wouldn't be proud of myself if I did that. But then also I'm disrespecting my wife, or, you know, whoever I'm with at the time.
Yeah.
So I think having respect for your person, to me, that's like number one. Because if you cheat, I'm sorry, but you don't have respect for the person that you're with. Now,
I'm just thinking, like, to cheat, it takes so much. I mean, I'm thinking, like, okay, are we considering, like, a kiss cheating?
A kiss is cheating. But then also, I'm not saying that if you cheated, like, I believe that people deserve a second chance.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So, I've never cheated before, but I think that, like, people do make mistakes. And if you're out there listening and this happened to you, or maybe that was you before, or maybe you're the one who was cheated on, I think that's certain people deserve a second chance.
Mm.
You know, because at the end of the day too, like, we're not perfect. People actually make mistakes. So it's pretty harsh to say.
That's like such a big mistake. If they went all the way, like they fully like slept with someone.
Right.
You could have, like, there was so much moment for you to stop. There's like, it takes a while to, like, do
but
all
then
that.
Also, this basically, this whole idea of being with one person for the rest
monogamy.
Of your life. Yes. You know, there's a lot of people who don't agree with that.
True. But they also establish that whoever they are with,
it has to be established.
You're either in a monogamous relationship or you're in an open relationship.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's the problem. Like, if it's not communicated and you just go ahead and do whatever you want,
then... I feel like that's why it's called, like, cheating.
Yeah.
Because you cheated. It was an agreed upon thing that this is a monogamous relationship.
Yeah.
You would know if it wasn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, my big question is, like, I don't know why for me, maybe it's because, like, again, I've never had to, like, truly, like, forgive. Like, someone did something that really hurt me and they knew it would hurt me and they still did it anyway. Like, I've never experienced that where I had to find it deep in my soul to get it over that.
Yeah, I never had that either, thankfully.
No, I'm so grateful. But I'm only thinking that, like, because you can say you forgive someone, but, like, something has to, like, I think time is what helps you forgive. That's why a lot of people, like, usually you need time. You can't just be like, oh, I forgive you and, like, press a button mentally. And because you can never forget, like, it will always kind of, like, be there. And I've even seen that with, I would say, like, family and sometimes, like, family dynamics where it's like, something might have happened between, like, two family members a while ago. And let's say they forgave each other. They got over it. But then if there's another little squabble sort of around the same thing between the same people, they'll bring back up the shit that they did before. So it's like you never forget.
You never forget.
You never forget. And it's like okay. You forgive. But, like, if something else happens again, it's like you pile it onto what you did before.
Yeah, exactly. And so actually, they deserve it.
There's never a clean slate.
They deserve it because you already messed up before. So, like, you're lucky we're even still here.
I mean, it depends, like, what it is. You know, it could be some, like, money. Money's a hard, like, thing, too.
No,
when it comes
don't.
To, like, someone not paying you back. And then, like...
Oh, that happened to me before. Okay, that happened to me before. I used to work with this guy. I went to college with him, right?
Okay.
And we used to work at the same place. And one day he was like, Yoni, I really need $300.
Mm.
And I was like, damn, okay. He was like, is there any chance I can just borrow some? You know, $300 and I'll give it to you next paycheck. I know when the paycheck comes because we used to get the same paycheck, right? Okay. So I'm like, when someone tells me that they really need something and I'm friends with them and I have it, I'm going to give it to them.
Okay. Yeah.
Every single time. That's it. So the next day, like that same day, actually, I went to the ATM and this was on the way back from like work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So whether it was the next day or the same day, I can't remember, but I got and got $300 bills.
Okay.
I gave it to him and I said, hey, next paycheck, you got me.
Right.
He was like, yes, yes, no problem. Thank you so much, bro. They're always the nicest when you give it to them, you know? So I'm like, okay, cool. No problem. I wasn't thinking about it. You know, 2 weeks go by.
How close were you with this person?
I was like pretty close to him. He was like one of the only other people in my classroom for like a few classes that spoke French.
Oh, okay.
You know, so he was like my other friend.
Okay.
So automatically when I have someone in an American school that speaks French, I'm a little bit like closer to them.
Yeah, I get that.
2 weeks go by and this is the thing that I hate. You always got to remind someone that they owe you some money. And I hate that part.
I hate that too.
It's like, bro, why don't you, if you let me borrow some money, I'm going to make sure. I'll make sure that you don't even have to like remind me.
Yeah, it's the responsibility is 100% on the person that is borrowing.
Exactly.
So it's like, I'm not going to just wait until they are going to ask me for it.
Yeah. So that's what he did after those 2 weeks. And I brought it up to him. I was like, yo, dude. Do you have it? It's been 2 weeks, you know? And then he said, oh, bro, so sorry. I had to pay someone else back from something from before, whatever. And then I was like, okay, next week you got to have it. And it's not that like I need it.
So do you have it?
You can't skip.
Whole
story.
Oh, no.
You know how long ago this was?
No, I don't know.
This was like 7 years ago, 8 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so anyways, the next week goes, come by, and then he, wait. So now it's next week, and he gives me $150.
So now it's been like 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's been 3 weeks. Okay. So after 3 weeks, he gives me half of the money back.
Okay.
So he gave me $150. And I'm just like, where's the other? Where's the other half?
With interest.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to give that to you next week. What am I going to say? Okay, right? Like, I can't say anything. When someone keeps doing that, there's not, I can't.
Yeah, I mean.
I can't take money from you.
I mean, low key though, like.
How? You can't do anything when someone just says next week, next week, next week.
You got to sign a contract.
No. So, anyways, some time goes by. I think next week he was late again. Eventually, I get. Wait.
Did you get it back?
I never got it back.
You only have $150 back from the $300.
I think so, yeah. Wait, I don't think I got anything back from that guy.
Wait, anything?
No, he gave me half. Yeah, he gave me the $150, and then the other $150 I just never got back.
Okay.
And I just kind of like, I just let it go.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, see, but...
But that right there, that's like a lot of money.
So you basically are not friends anymore.
I'm not friends anymore because of that. Because he chose to not be friends anymore.
Oh, he's like, I would rather not be friends with you than have to pay you back.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And we were friends. Like, I'm telling you, like.
I mean, clearly not.
He was the, I know, it's so crazy. You can think that you're friends with someone, but then like, all you had to do is
bro,
just.
If I owe you money, you gave me your money for me to do whatever with. How can you not give it back?
I don't know, but I would see him at school. He would have like, he had a new phone case. I think he bought like a new phone. Like I'm,
I mean, fair.
Everything you're buying, I'm looking at like, this is my money. Lunch at school.
It's crazy.
You're eating good. I'm just like, yo, this is, I could never do that.
And see, that's the type of thing that it's like with the friend that I get. I mean, I don't know. It also depends, like, how close you were and, like, maybe, like, the older you get also.
No, we were thinking, close.
Like, with family specifically, and I feel like money borrowing and landing is much more, no, lending, not landing. Money lending, I feel like, is much more kind of, like, harder to navigate because, one, you're family. So it's like.
It always needs to be communicated. I'm sorry.
No,
I don't care.
No, of course it needs to be communicated. But what I'm saying is like the, how do I explain this? Like money and family, there's this like assumption and it depends. Like there are some older people in certain families where they feel like they're entitled to the younger people's money because like at one point in time, they paid for this kid's school or whatever when they were kids, but now that they're adults, they feel like
no,
they owe them shit.
No,
I don't agree with that. But what I'm saying like, is, I've heard many
you chose
times,
to have me.
Exactly,
you brought me here. This is I was your responsibility.
Yeah, so it's like now that you have a good job, I'm not gonna expect you to like give me money because you're my son or daughter.
Yeah, no. You that's bullshit. I don't agree with that at all.
But those are also the types of things where it's like things could get like really messed up. And it's difficult with family. And I've seen it happen like a few times in my own family where like people like talk behind other people's backs. But then like, I don't know, it can get messy. And
I let someone borrow some money before in my family. And then I never got it back.
Did you ask for it back?
Yeah.
And they just didn't give it
back?
No,
it was just like, never got it back.
Hmm.
And I'm just like, okay, now how many times
am I gonna ask for the money back?
How many times? See, but
it shouldn't be that way.
But with things like that, I let it go. Sometimes it's like tough to swallow. I let it go because I know that this person probably really needed that shit.
It could be that
even place. even with my friend, that guy, I forgave him.
No, but it's not true though.
What do you mean it's not true?
Because like. They have the money. They can give it back to you.
Yeah. See, some people are very strict on that and they will stay and keep asking. I've done that and I see that it leads to nothing. You know, keep asking and you can't do anything about it. Even if they say, I don't have it right now. Like, what are you going to do?
What do you mean you don't have it right now?
Okay, but now you're going to just have this conversation over the phone. You're not, by having that conversation on the phone, you're not going to get that money back. It's just a conversation on the phone.
I mean, yeah, on the phone, this conversation can also happen in person.
Okay, like what are you going to do? Take their phone and run away with it and be like, I'm going to give it back to you?
I'm just saying, like, I just think that those types of people that that like get someone else's money and then they don't pay it back.
It's fucked.
That was the agreement that like you will pay me back. There's also such a thing as gifts.
Yeah.
Where I give you this money because I want to help you out with whatever you're doing, etc. Mm-hmm. And then there's the clear, like, I'm giving you, you know, this much money for you to do, like buy a car, but like I need it back.
Yeah.
You know? And they don't pay it back.
Yeah, I don't know how people sleep at night when you do that to someone who helped you.
Bro, like you literally still, like whenever you buy shit, you're buying it with my money.
Yeah. One time someone asked to borrow some money and they needed, just for like an example, they needed $100. And they're like, Yoni, I really need $100. And they really needed it, right? And that was someone that I knew, I was really close to him. And I felt so bad because I was just like, I know like, that it's not a fun place to be, right?
Yeah.
And me during that time too, I'm not balling out. I'm working for my paychecks, just like everyone else, right? But if I had some money saved up, I'll give you $100. But then what I did to that person, I gave him like, instead of 100, I gave him like 150 or 160.
Okay.
Because I just wanted to like cover a little bit more than, you know.
But was that so they would pay you back?
They would pay me back.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. They'll have to pay me back. And they still didn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Damn, so you gave them extra and they still didn't pay it back.
Yeah, I gave them extra than what they asked because I just really wanted them to be good, right? Because I'm assuming it's uncomfortable to ask for money. So if someone asking
you... Depends on who you are. Some people are way more like I, for one, and maybe this is because I've been... I don't know if it's like... I've never asked anyone for money other than obviously like my parents when I was like, I didn't like have my own shit. But ever since I've paid for my own thing and I've been very fortunate with like, especially now the job that I have. But even when I was working at a coffee shop and everything, I made it work.
Yeah.
I was working at a minimum wage job, had an apartment, paid for my own bills and everything.
Same.
So that's where I'm just like, what, like stop living beyond your means where you have to borrow money from also other people that... if you're friends, you know what situation they're in. And if you know what situation they're in and it's similar to yours and you're asking them for money and then you won't pay it back, that's crazy. That's the type of shit.
And everyone is working just like you.
I just, well, see.
But that right there, that will cost a friendship.
Like, no, that will.
I'm not going to be cool with you. I can't.
No, I can't. Because like, where's my money at?
How can we keep being friends, but you still have like $300 from me or whatever? Are you crazy? That's not possible.
And
I'm sorry.
And it shouldn't get to the point where it's like, I will be the one that has to just say, you know what? Whatever. Like, you can just keep it. No.
No, 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 no. No.
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If you're out there, no, you can't do that. That's crazy. So, yeah. So, with those things, I mean, I just learned to not give money to people anymore.
Wait, you also, it's like you didn't forgive. Like that, like I think.
No, I forgave. I forgave that person.
I mean, you're not friends with them anymore.
I know, but no, because I forgave them. Just because I forgave someone, don't mean I have to be friends with you.
Huh?
Like,
isn't the point of forgiving you, to repair what was broken?
Not necessarily. To me, I forgive. Like it's such a like Let me it forgiving. It's not. It has nothing to do with the person who hurt me.
What?
It's so like internal for me that I'm just like, Yoni, are you going to be mad about this $150? In the beginning, yes, I keep asking for it. But then after a while, I'm just like, I hate to carry this on my back every day. When I go to basketball, I keep thinking about this guy. Why is he on my mind? So I'm just like, you know what? Yoni, let him keep it. Now in my head, I'm just like, I almost like gave you the money. Now I'm free and I actually feel better. I don't have to be friends with that guy. But I feel better and that's it. And then I won't speak to him. Like you're a stranger to me now. That's crazy.
See, that's where to me, if that's still how you feel about that person, you didn't really forgive. Like, I don't know why for me, forgiving is like, I'm not going to have any like bad vibes with the person because I forgave them. So I have no reason to not be cool with
them. I saw that guy again from like the same job that I had.
Okay.
We had the same friend group. It was the same friend group that we have.
Okay.
I got invited to this rooftop party and guess who was there? He was there. I see him, right? Everybody's eating, like there was some food, there was some barbecue, right? And we're all just laughing. He's there. I'm not really speaking to him, but he's there, but I'm not, there's no like bad vibe, right? And then he comes up to me, Yoni, how you doing, bro? And then he's like, he gave me a plate. Like he made me a plate. I haven't eaten. Yeah. He made me a plate. He gave me something to drink.
He got that guilt on his conscience.
He really did. And he made me a plate and everything. And I took it. I say thank you. Because, you know, I'm not an asshole. You know, I'm not going to say you don't have to or whatever. So I said, oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. And the whole night, he wasn't the host. So it's not like I'm the host.
He was like hosting you.
Yeah. It was like he was just there just like I was, right? But he kept on being nice to me. I kept on like, you know, wanted to, Yoni, do you want another drink, bro?
Damn.
Yeah, every time. And honestly, I felt bad. I don't know.
It's because you're a good person. That's why.
I forgave him, but I felt bad because I'm just like, maybe he's really struggling to pay that shit back. So I never verbally told him, you can keep it. Yes, it cost our relationship because of how he chose to handle it. But I'm also not going to walk up to you and be like, hey, you know that $50, that $150, you can just keep it. You haven't paid me back in a year. I saw that party was like a year later.
I just feel like there's no way like...
But I'm not mad at him. I can see him today and have a whole conversation. I wouldn't even bring that shit up. But I know that I can't be friends with these type of people. If you do that to me, that's evil. Like, that's $150. That's like a whole week's...
Like, you're really choosing to not do the right thing.
Yeah. And he chose that money over our friendship that I thought we had. You know?
Yeah.
But about the cheating, okay? Okay, wait. Did you want to say something about that?
No, I'm just going to round it out. But go ahead.
About the money thing?
No, just the episode.
Oh, no. Well, I have one more story.
Oh, okay.
Well, about it, because I've never told this story on the podcast. And this is a perfect example of forgiving and not forgetting.
Okay.
And this was a long time ago, more than like 6-7 years ago, okay?
Okay.
And basically, I was in a long distance relationship.
You told the story on the podcast, babe, on the cheating episode.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Damn. Well,
you told this whole story, babe.
I did, right?
Yes.
Okay. See, sometimes we talk so much, I can't remember if I tell someone a story in real life or to you or like on air. So anyways, if you want to know the story that I was about to tell.
Yeah. You can listen to it on the cheating episode. I just don't want to like repeat it twice. You know?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. If you want to hear this story, go to the cheating episode. I think it was season 2. Yeah. And the whole story is there. It was terrible. I got cheated on and it was crazy.
Yeah.
But I forgave and I never forgot.
Yeah. But also you're not together anymore.
But then also I don't think about it.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Where like to me is like I forgive you and we carry on with whatever we had before the trust was broken.
What do you mean you carry on?
Like I carry on with the relationship. That's to me is like what's forgiving. But that's because
if someone doesn't give you $200 back and you're a good person and you forgave them, can you still go out to the mall with them? Can you still have fun?
No, because I won't forgive them.
Oh, you won't forgive them?
No.
See, I can forgive you and never see you again.
I'll move past it. Like I'll move on. I won't care about it that much. But I didn't forgive you because you still fucked up. And also, you didn't, like, how, like, did you really apologize? Did you really try to make it right?
They never apologized to me.
Did you explain to me? Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So it's like, I have no reason to forgive you because you didn't try to do the right thing at all.
But when you don't forget, don't you feel like you have it with you still? Like, you still have that anger. Like, you still...
No, because that's what I'm saying. I've moved on without forgiving. That's the difference. Where, for me, for example, right? This guy... One of the first guys that I was with.
You told that story before.
Well, I'm not telling the whole story, but I'm saying is like in my mind, I didn't forgive him for like all the like fucked up things that he like played around with me in a lot of ways, and it hurt me a lot. And I was young, so whatever. But I didn't like forgive for any of those things, even though there was many times where it was even like I confronted the person about like the things that were like actually hurtful and not okay. But I don't think about it.
Yeah.
But if I see them, like, I'm not just going to be like as if nothing, as if that shit, which was, by the way, almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, you're not going to pretend like it never happened.
Yeah, like, I'm not, I don't know. It's like if somebody, I'm just not, I might have moved on. I'm not thinking about it. It's not like a thing that's like tearing at me and I'm trying to fix it, or it's like comes to mind all the time. Not at all. I literally never think about it. But at the same time, I didn't like forgive. Because to me, like, forgiving is kind of like erasing a little bit of like the bad thing that happened. And then we carry on with how it was before, but to you, the best of our ability.
But why do you think that forgiving always has, you always have to carry on after forgiving?
Because that's the point of forgiving.
Not to me.
That's the point to me. To me, it's about like something was broken, and forgiving is trying to put the pieces together, even though the cracks will always be there. So that's about like, I will never forget, but I pieced it back together and we will carry on with what was as like best as we can, what was before.
Yeah, depending on the situation, it depends if I want to carry on or not. With the money thing, $150, it's like, yeah, he just stopped talking to me, really. He blocked me.
How can you forgive someone like
he
that?
He blocked me on back in the day with Snapchat. I was texting him. I was everywhere where I could reach him. I was like, yo, where is my money? That's to crazy. Where I felt like I wasn't even talking to my friend anymore.
I mean, you...
And then he just blocked me. And I don't know, I saw him a year later. We were at the same party. And I moved past it. I forgave him. I was just like, I don't know. Maybe forgiving is not the right word. But I feel like I did forgive him because...
I don't know. Maybe it's also because I see like forgiving and moving on as two different things. Because like, I can move on from a situation, but like I never forgave this person. Because also forgiving them is like having a conversation, them telling me that they realize and admit that they did something wrong, and me saying I forgive them. Conversation has to happen for forgiveness to happen.
Okay, now you landed on something, right?
Yeah, you know, it's like one party leaves and the other party also leaves, and like when did the forgiving happen? And like you're saying that on you is like the forgiving happened on your side.
Yeah,
but to me, it has to happen like in like with the other person present.
Nah, I mean, to me, the other person doesn't have to be there for me to forgive. Like,
so that's why I'm like, is it forgiving or is it just moving on?
I don't know. Let us know in the comments what you think, okay? But I can forgive someone and you not even be in the picture because
like,
they
don't even know that you forgave them.
No, they don't. They probably thought, oh, Yoni's like, I got him.
That's crazy. Yeah, let us know. Let us know down below.
Wait, so is it important for you for them to know that you forgave them? What's the point? Like, why do you forgive? Like, tell me, like,
repair. I forgive to repair and to move forward.
Huh.
I forgive someone to repair what was broken by the other person. The same way, like, if I do something that hurts someone, they have to forgive me for us to continue to be best friend or whatever our relationship was.
Probably
and then also, if I don't know that I was forgiven, I mean, I'm not stupid, so I know when I did some shit wrong. And if we're not friends anymore, then we both know why we're not friends. So if I wasn't forgiven to my face, then I wasn't forgiven. Like, you think your friend thinks that you forgave him? You're not talking anymore. So you didn't forgive. Like, forgiving has to be, like, received and given.
But for me, when I forgive someone, the other person doesn't necessarily need to know that I forgave him. Because whether you know it or not, it does nothing to me. Like, what am I getting from you knowing that I forgave you?
Because then, I don't know, to me, forgiveness is like it's an exchange of forgiveness.
Okay, exactly. To me, it's not an exchange. To me, it's like, I feel lighter. I don't carry that on me, like on my back, on my chest. I don't. I forgave you as in like, you know what? Whatever.
So you let it go, but that's not the same thing as forgiving. You let it go. You moved on. You don't give a shit about it anymore. But that's not the same thing as forgiving someone.
I don't know. To me, I always thought
Because if you forgave them, you would still be friends. Like if you forgave them, your relationship wouldn't be... Because forgiving, what does it mean? Forgiving is accepting that person did something wrong and moving past it, right? But if you moved past it, then why are you no longer talking? And why did you never talk again?
Because he blocked me and he ran away. and I was annoying, asking my money back.
I don't know. I mean, this is just how I see it. Again, let us know down in the comments how you see forgiveness, because clearly we had very different resolutions to this whole topic.
Yeah. Wow. I never thought about that, but I still stand with what I was saying. I can forgive.
And if that feels right to you, like that's cool. But for me, they're very different. Forgiving and exchanging the forgiveness, where it's like something in between this relationship got broken by someone, and then for it to continue, I either move on, but we're not friends anymore.
So you can't move on without forgiving.
No, I can, but we're not friends anymore.
Okay.
So you have two options. I either move on and this relationship doesn't exist anymore, or I forgive you and this relationship continues. I can't move on and the relationship continues, because then we're just lying to ourselves. It's as if like...
It's kind of fucked up.
It's as if we cheat and then one of us cheats and then like we never talk about it and I just leave and I move out and that's it.
No, that's on a different scale.
Or I cheat and then we don't have the conversation when one person says, I'm sorry, and then the person says, I forgive you. So we don't do that and we still stay together. Mm. Doesn't work either. It has to be an exchange of forgiveness and acceptance.
You know how you said that you can forgive, but you'll never forget, right?
I mean, and there's that too.
So let's say with that friendship, you forgave him, but you never forget. Now, throughout this
duration
of this friendship, you'll always just have that on you.
Not like really. It's only if maybe they'll do some other shit that's kind of like close to that, that maybe I'll be like...
Remember that last time, what you did?
Well, that, or also it's like mental notes too. It's not always, you know.
Okay.
Well, okay. Anyways, guys, we got to wrap it up. But thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Let us know what you think in the comments.
Yeah, please let us know. Because this
actually
everyone.
Ended up being, I didn't know we were going to land here.
No, I didn't. I didn't, because I just hope people don't tell me my definition of forgiving is wrong.
No, I'm sure that other people feel the same way like you do.
Because I'm not going to go back into it again. But yeah, thanks for listening. Please let us know. If you listen to this episode, even if you only just do audio, please jump on the YouTube comments and drop just a comment. If you don't have a YouTube account, you can sign up with Gmail. It's free.
Who doesn't have a YouTube account?
I don't know.
Anyways, we love you so much. We're going to go over to Patreon and we are having another Confess
Your Meth
episode.
Part 4. Yep.
I don't know why it feels like we've done way more than that, but we'll see you guys over there if you're members. If you're not, you can always listen to the little preview and become a member if you want. But appreciate you for tuning in. Have a great rest of your day.
I love the outro. Okay, bye guys.
Bye.